If you've ever attended an auction, you know how entertaining it can be. It's fun to see items go on the block with competing bidders try to one-up each other. And a big part of that is to watch and hear a skilled auctioneer wielding the microphone and the gavel. One thing you may not know about auctioneers is that the best have been enshrined in an auctioneer's Hall of Fame. Bill Sheridan owns Sheridan Auction and Realty Company. His decades of experience earned him induction into the National Auctioneers Hall of Fame this summer, and he's here to talk with us about his Hall of Fame career. Welcome to Current State, Bill.
Welcome.
Nice to be here. How'd you get started in this business? Every time I've been to an auction, I always wonder that. How does this get started?
Well, I graduated from Michigan State University, I'm proud to say, with a degree in animal science in 1972.
I was waiting for you to say you graduated with a degree in auctioneering, and I knew we offer an awful lot of degrees, but not that one. Okay.
So I went to my first position of employment after graduation was being a field man for a livestock auction market in Howell, Michigan, called Howell Livestock Auction, and I solicited cattle every week to that local livestock market, and all the cattle, the pigs, the hay and straw and everything was sold by public auction. And that auction was held every Monday in Howell. In late 1974, early 1975, our senior auctioneer developed a growth on his throat and had it removed and decided it was maybe time for retirement, at which time I was deciding whether or not I wanted to choose that as a career path. And I went to auctioneer school in Iowa and came back from that after a two-week training in auctioneering and auction chant, and sat down on the stool and began a career in June of 1975.
Auction chant,
yes, sir,
is what you call this.
Yes, sir.
And how much did you learn during that, would you say, two-week period?
During the two-week period.
Yeah. Did you basically start from scratch, or had you played around with this locked in the bathroom? Or
I had kind of toyed with this type of chant work and that beforehand.
Okay.
But the interesting part about an auctioneer school, especially a bid calling specialty, a school where I attended in Iowa, they take you just like the Marine Corps, and they break you down in terms of how you count. And you learn how to count up to 100 and back down to zero. And you do it every morning and every afternoon and every evening. When every session begins in auctioneer school, you begin by your numbers. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, right up to 100
and
back down.
And you go as fast as you can, I presume. Is speed the point of that?
The speed is not necessarily a requirement there. The most important thing is to get your brain facilitating those numbers so that when you're actually in the live auction segment, the chant comes out almost like a computer program, because you're thinking about what the animal's worth, or you're thinking about who's going to bid on it next. You're thinking about closing out, whether the bids are all done, where the bids are. Once you become a seasoned auctioneer, the numbers have to become somewhat involuntary.
Okay, I gotcha. Bill Sheridan is our guest of Mason. Bill was inducted this summer into the National Auctioneers Hall of Fame. He's the owner of Sheridan Auction and Realty Company. People tend to focus, as we have, on this ability to talk very, very rapidly, but of course there's a lot more to it than that, and you did allude to that a second ago. What else does it take to be good in your line of work?
The most important part of the auction profession is to have product knowledge. That is by far and away the most important segment of being a very capable auctioneer. And some auctioneers are very capable at selling farm machinery. And that same auctioneer, you could put him on a stool to sell coins, and he wouldn't know anything about coins. So product knowledge is critical when you're behind the microphone selling goods and services and assets for people in the marketplace.
Sure. This summer, you were inducted into the National Auctioneers Hall of Fame, which Will Kangas of the Lansing State Journal reports has fewer than 100 inductees. What can you tell us about the hall?
Well, there were 87 living members of the National Auctioneers Hall of Fame. There were 84, and then they inducted three. I was privileged enough to be one of the three that were inducted into the National Auctioneers Hall of Fame.
Where is it?
It's in Kansas City, Missouri. Okay. And there's a shrine, just like there is at the National Football Hall of Fame, just like there is at the National Baseball Hall of Fame in New York. There's a shrine in Kansas City at the offices of the National Auctioneers Association. And the likes of Leroy Van Dyke, the famous singer, the famous auctioneer singer, the man that wrote and sang the auctioneer song.
Okay.
He also wrote and sang Walk On By and was a very popular country and western artist.
I know that name.
And
yeah.
The gentleman that he refers to in the song, that's the good old boy from Arkansas, he's also been inducted into the National Auctioneers Hall of Fame back in the 80s. So with that in mind, it was flattering to me to be named in that same fraternity.
Did your selection surprise you then?
It did.
Sounds like it did.
It very much surprised me. And the next day at the balloting session for next year's Hall of Fame, I learned that the candidates that are submitted go for 3 years, just like they do in the baseball. And if you're not into the Hall of Fame after 3 years, you drop off. And lucky for me, I was named on the first round in the opening.
Wow, congratulations. In 1992, you won the International Auctioneer Championship in Orlando. Tell us about that.
In 2002, I won the International Auctioneers Championship. I entered this contest that was in Orlando, Florida, sponsored by the National Auctioneers Association. There were 87 contestants. There were four contestants from South Africa, six from Canada, two from Ireland, one from the United Kingdom, and the balance were from the United States. So it was truly an international event. And I
But
was,
all English, I take it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All English, okay. Yes.
What have auction websites like eBay, I know they've had an impact on the auctioneering business. Tell us about that.
The Internet has revolutionized the auction industry without question. 10 years ago, we were learning more and more how to advertise our business on with websites. Today, we're conducting auctions on our website. We own and operate an auction bidding platform. We do very few live auctions anymore. It has revolutionized. And the eBay concept has trained the consumer of the world how to bid in bidding platforms.
Interesting.
It's been tremendous.
Bill Sheridan is our guest of Mason, Michigan, a new member of the National Auctioneers Hall of Fame. What's your favorite kind of live auction to conduct?
I enjoy. I grew up in the cattle industry, and so I'm still very passionate about getting behind the microphone and working a purebred cattle sale, of which I'll be working a big one this coming Saturday down in Niles. But it's fun. It's a rush for me to get behind the microphone with three or four very capable professional bid assistants and a room full of anxious bidding people and sell purebred cattle.
And our listeners are probably anticipating some kind of performance here from you, but you have, and we have discussed that. That is coming up here in just a little bit, so we'll be able to hear you do your thing. Are there particular kinds of auctions you care less for that are just inherently less interesting, less?
Well, I would have to say that the kind of auctions that I actually started my career with were what we call household auctions or precious metal auctions,
okay,
if you will, pots and pans and that type of thing. And we have pretty much moved away from those. We do not do many of those anymore. They're just terribly labor intensive. And with our online capability now, we're able to sell a lot of those type of auctions online.
How big is your crew at an auction, and how reliant are you on other people?
We are very reliant. We have become very corporate in the last few years with the advent of the internet and the advent of our presence. We're a part of a national auction franchise called MarkNet Alliance, which is huge. There are 66 members of MarkNet from coast to coast, and we all are subscribers and have the capability of putting auctions online on our own platform. Since we've done that, we now have crews that go to different auction sites and set them up, take photos, get the descriptions, and upload, and turn the switch on for the bidding. I'm still a contract signer. I'm still the lead man that goes in. My younger son, Doug, works for me full-time. He's my partner. And he and I go in and sign contracts. We have two other gentlemen in our company that work with us, Jason Boer and Troy Crow. We have an office in Owosso that's very, very active. And we have expanded because of the internet.
But given the changes, particularly the impact the internet has had, does that mean the need for live auctioneers like yourself is going up or going down?
I would say there's still a need for that live auctioneer. There's still a need for someone that has the ability to step up behind the microphone and create the market and be more than just a bid caller. And that live auction
The market.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Exactly.
Okay.
We do.
Okay.
The other thing that we do a lot of is we sell a lot of benefit auctions. I was asked to go to South Africa and sell a benefit auction with Oprah Winfrey back in 07 and 08. And it's clear to me that it's the talent and the skill of the gentleman or lady that's behind the mic that creates the value. You can sell a bottle of perfume that's worth $15 for $100. Or you can sell it for $5. But we try and sell the sizzle rather than the steak. And that, in my opinion, creates value for the auctioneer that's trained to handle those kind of events.
Bill Sheridan has been our guest. Bill resides in Mason, and he's the owner of Sheridan Auction and Realty Company, and he was recently inducted into the National Auctioneers Hall of Fame. Bill, many thanks for joining us, and good luck.
You're welcome.
$45 bid, another bid, another 50, will they give me 50, make it 50, bid it on a $50, will they give me 50, hoorah, bid a $50 bid. $50 bid, and now 55, will they give me 55, and make it a 55, a bid a 55, I sold that home for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come a lot number 29 in, what are they going to give for them? I'm a 25, to get 35, another 50, make a 50, bid it on a 59, 60, will they give me 69, 75, and 85, and 95, 100, and 25, and 50, 75, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 5, and 6, and 7, and 800.
And good morning. It's our fall pledge drive. I'm Joe Lindstrauss, current state producer, with current state host Mark Bayshore. The number to call, 517-353-5000, or click on the Give Now link at WKAR.org. We are giving, we have a special promotion here today where the first five people to call in this hour with a pledge of $250 or more can join us and a guest at Live Music Fridays on November 14th. You can be our guest. We'll have brunch. It's quite of a festive atmosphere here in the studio on Fridays with the live music. And for just a call of $250 minimum, you'll get the CD, bring a friend, have some fun with us on a Friday. 517-353-5000 or WKAR.org. Click on the Give Now link.
And we will include a copy of Current State's Live Music Friday CD, 15 tracks from performers who have appeared on this program. It's the only time that this is available. $250 is what it takes. You'll be able to see us interview our other guests and see the program unfold as it happens. I think it's kind of a neat opportunity. And again, this is for you and a friend to enjoy this music intimately, 15 feet away, maybe closer to the players, and enjoy some live music along with coffee, bagels, juice, etc. Friday, November 15th, our number is 517-353-5000. 517-353-5000. Be among the first five callers to pledge $250 to WKAR, and now is the time to call.
The CD has 15 tracks on it. There's only one place that you can find them, and that is on our current state, Live Music Fridays, Volume 1. That is just for a basic minimum pledge of $60. That's $5 a month, which is really, if you think about it, cheaper than you would pay for a daily newspaper. Yet you do come to our show every day. We know there's a lot of you out there who do come to our show every day. We also know there's a lot of you out there who have yet to pick up the phone to give us a call or go online to help us out. And we understand that there are multiple situations there and things about maybe with budgets and everything. But really, if this is something of value to you, and we ask you to place a value on it, give us a call for just a minimum of $5 a month. Again, less than a newspaper subscription. You can become a member at WKAR. You'll get one of our CDs, exclusive Live Music Fridays Volume 1 CDs, which we do for $60. And, you know, I'm going to segue here because, you know, that last segment, you probably thought that we were, derelict in our duties, committing some sort of professional licensed crime by not having our world-class auctioneer actually do some of what he is famous for here, and that is auction. And so I think right now he is going to demonstrate his amazing skills for our CD Live Music Fridays Volume 1, 15 tracks for a minimum. Well, let's Bill Sheridan tell you.
Well, I would say that it ought to be worth more than $60.
I like hearing that, Bill.
I think it ought to be worth $300.
I love it. As we just talked about, it's the personality that brings up the Bill, do your thing.
You're adding value to it as we speak, like you said.
That's exactly right.
Now, we've got three well-qualified bidders, and I can see their checkbooks here, so I know for a fact they're here to spend money. And so I'd like $300 to open the bidding on the disc. And as you said, $5 a month is a pretty minimal target for us to try and achieve. I'd like $300. I'll take $100. I'm $100 here, and $100 here. Well, $5, $10, now
five.
$15, now thank you, now $20. I'm bid $15, $20, $25, now $30. I'm $30 bid to get $30, yes, and now $5, and $35, and $35. I get a bomb here now. $40. I am $40 down. I get it at $40. Now $5. I am $40. Mind it at $5. Here now $45. Mind it at $50. Here now
$50.
And thank you. Now $60. I have $50. Bid it at $60. Here the price of poker just went up. And now $60. Now $5. I have $60. $65. Here
$65.
$65. Now $70. I have $65. Mind it at $70. We got a $5 premium, folks. I have $65. $70. I am $70. Bid it at $70. Do it now $5. I am $75. Here now $5. Yes $5. Now $80. I'll $80. Bid it at $80. Here now $85. I'll $80 here to get $85. Here we go. Now $90. Now $90 bid to get $90 here. Last call.
$90.
I had $85.90. Now $95. How about $100? Let's give $100. Yes.
Whoa.
Now $125. At $125. Now $100's bid. Now $125. $110. $125. Now $150. I have $125.
$150.
Thank you. Now $75. See, they're learning. I have $150 bid at $175. $75. Now $2. I had $2. Now quarter. I had $200 here. Now $220. Quarter. Yes. Now $2.50. Now $75. $250. Now $275. I had $75. Did you do it? I had $75. I have. Sold out your way, Mark. You bought it. $250 on it. Give that man a nice hand. Give him a nice big hand. $250 right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Sheridan from Mason, Michigan, a world-class auctioneer, recently inducted into the National Auctioneer Hall of Fame.
We obviously had some fun with this, but the offer does really exist for those of you near a telephone. 517-353-5000, the number to call. The first five callers to pledge $250 to WKAR sits in here on Studio S for our Live Music Friday, enjoys the CD and a brunch coming up Friday, November 14th. Call us now, and we thank you.